Please be seated. Normally, I start the message with a funny story, or at least a story that I think is funny. But today, I'm going to start with a story that's serious. It's not funny. And I'm relating an experience that I had some years ago. I was called to meet with an elderly woman who was literally on her deathbed. She was dying, and she knew she was dying. When she saw me, she began to cry, and she told me that she was afraid to die. Now, the reason she was afraid to die wasn't because she didn't know God or because she didn't believe in Jesus. She said, "I'm afraid to die because I know God made me for a reason. I know He gave me life and put me on earth here for some reason, but I don't know the reason. And I don't know if I did whatever it was I was supposed to do. And now I'm going to die." I stayed with her and talked with her for quite a while, and I was able to comfort her, but her point of concern's a valid one. Why am I here? Why did God make me? After you and I have died, and when you and I come face to face with God, is He going to be satisfied with how we have lived the lives He has given us to live? As we look back in history, some people seem to be tailor-made for certain situations. Queen Esther, for example, was perfect for the saving of her people. As her uncle Mordecai said to her when she didn't want to step forward, he said, "Who knows whether you have not come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" In other words, this perhaps is the reason for your existence. David was perfect for taking on Goliath. St. Paul was the perfect one to bring the gospel to the Gentiles. Queen Elizabeth I was perfect to unify the Protestants and Catholics in England. George Washington was perfect for leading the troops in the American Revolution. Abraham Lincoln was just the right man for our country in the Civil War. Winston Churchill, perfect for leading England in her darkest hour. We could go on and on through history and show how it seems like just the right person showed up to do exactly what was needed. But most of us are not such heroes or heroines. Most of us will not hear, "Who knows but for this very reason you have come to such a time as this." But have you ever thought about why you're here on earth? What is the point of your life? Typically, most of us just do the next thing. We work, we eat, we sleep, we pay our bills, and life just goes on. But sometimes it's good to consider why we are here, why God put us here. From our gospel lesson, we see that Jesus had a purpose for His life. In the gospel reading today, we heard that Jesus said, "Now my soul is troubled, and what should I say? Father, save me from this hour?" No, it's for this reason that I have come to this hour. For Jesus, everything was about His mission, His reason for being here on earth. And what was that reason? His reason for being here on earth, His mission, was to arrive at a particular hour. That is, His time on the cross. One might be tempted to wonder why that was the focus of His earthly life. After all, He was a great teacher, the greatest our world has ever had. And it was pretty important for humanity to learn what He taught us about God. Also, think about all those people He healed. They were certainly happy that Jesus came to town and healed them. But the teaching and the healing were always on the periphery of where Jesus was going. Yes, it was important to teach. Yes, it was important to heal. It was important to do all those other things that He did. But all those things are only valuable because of His death on the cross. What humanity needed most was for us to have a way back to God. We needed a sacrifice for our sins in order to be able to return to God. And once His people returned, as we saw in Jeremiah reading, God had a way to put his law into people's hearts. And for people to have God's word in their hearts, humanity needed a way to somehow become a new people. To become a new people, we need to be reborn, like Jesus taught Nicodemus. For this rebirth to grow, we needed to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, like John the Baptist talked about. And this baptism of the Holy Spirit couldn't take place till Jesus ascended into heaven and had been glorified after he had been raised from the dead, after he had died on the cross. The cross is the linchpin, the hub, the centerpiece of the plan of redemption. It was only through the cross that humanity could be saved. Jesus clearly knew all this. His life and ministry were focused to this end. That was his purpose in life, and that brings us to us. What is our focus? Should we have a life goal, a sort of overriding plan for our lives? Short answer is yes. We should. As followers of Jesus, as Christians, we have been given such a goal, an overriding paradigm through which we can focus all our life's activities. Something which gives our life activities, which all our life activities can be measured against. St. Paul once said, "For me to live is Christ." In Ephesians chapter 2, we are told that we are God's workmanship. We've been created in Christ Jesus to do good works that God prepared beforehand that we should walk in. In Hosea, the prophet tells us that we are, as God's people, to love mercy, to do justice, and to walk humbly with our God. The reason, the reason for the life of Jesus was the cross, because through the cross, we could come to know God and become new people. And that process of becoming this new person is to be the goal of our lives now. That's the point. That's the purpose of our lives now. Jesus died to give us this opportunity. The point of the cross was not so we could simply have eternal life. Eternal life could have been given to Adam and Eve and to all the descendants by simply letting them eat from the tree of life. But then they would have been eternally infected with sin. And God loved them and us too much for that. You see, sin warps our thinking, twists our actions, and disfigures us as humans. It twists and warps us into being less than the humanity that God created us to be. The process of Christianity is that working back to becoming the humans God wants us to become, to be. Our life goal then as Christians is to become these people Jesus died that we could become. When we think about being more like Jesus, sometimes we simply think about giving up our sins. But concentrating only on the sins in our lives can be counterproductive. Sometimes it's better to concentrate on what we should begin to do rather than what we should stop doing. I love our collect for today. In the collect for today, we ask God to grant us, his people, the grace to love what he commands and to desire what he has promised. When we love what God told us to do and yearn for what he has promised, then sin is not an issue. We know why we're here. We know the reason God gave us to give and gave us life. Now our life goal is to become the humans God intended us to become. He wants us to do those good works he has given us to do. He wants us to walk humbly in relationship with God. This is the fifth weekend of Lent. After we have died, when you and I meet with God, is he going to be satisfied with how we have lived the lives he has given us? May God grant us the grace to love what he's commanded and desire what he's promised. Amen.